Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with us, my pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. Read, listen, ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question. Don't forget to do that. That's right on the homepage. We want to know what you think. We ask a different question every week. And also, you can find the body of work that our good friend Grace Marie Turner has provided us with over the last almost 14 years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust on market-based healthcare solutions and on the fight that she is waging, and I'm glad to be just a foot soldier in her army, fighting the government takeover of our healthcare, including what's now called Obamacare. Grace Marie, thanks for hanging out with us. She's the president of Galen Institute, and tomorrow she's testifying in front of the House Small Business Committee. Grace Marie, you were telling us in the previous segment a little bit about what you're going to be saying to them tomorrow. In your testimony, one of the things you said earlier was that some insurance companies are pulling out of some states. Now, what I'm confused about is why would some insurance companies choose to pull out of any particular state and not all states? What is it about the states? What is it about the insurance company and this new law that makes them pick and choose like that?
Well, it's really a complex interaction of state rules and regulations, because up until now, states have really been the primary regulators of health insurance. But under this new health law, the federal government is coming in with its own new huge layer of health insurance regulations. In some states, it depends on what the market is. In Indiana, for example, they have a very high prevalence of people with health savings accounts. What happens when you have a health savings account is that you don't call on the insurance very often because you have a high deductible plan and
right.
You only use it as you...
You're self-insured up to that point.
When you have some major medical event. Well, if you don't have enough money going out all the time paying for medical expenses, then the companies aren't going to be able to meet Washington's new test.
So you time out. Are you saying, Grace Marie, that the success of an HSA in a particular state actually works against the company's compliance with Obamacare?
And Governor Mitch
that's like bizarro world to me.
It's bizarre. Governor Mitch Daniels sent a special appeal to Washington saying, give us a waiver from this. We're doing the right thing. People are happy with their coverage. It's affordable. And you guys are going to put these companies out of business. And guess what Washington said? No,
wow.
You can't have a waiver.
Wow. Well, it goes back, Grace Marie. This goes back to the origins of HSAs when they were MSAs, and Ted Kennedy put a cap on how many MSAs you could have them. He literally restricted the number because he was smart enough in those days to know that if MSAs, which became HSAs, actually caught on, that they would never, ever get universal health care installed.
Well, and guess what they want to do now? They want to put anyone that's out of business. I just saw a study yesterday. There are now 11 million people with health savings accounts in the country. And many companies that are self-insured, larger companies, are still offering them. But it's small businesses that have to buy them in the open market, the small group market, the individual market, that are being hit by small regional companies pulling out of the market, less competition, and the rules and regulations of states, and they don't have time to change those before the hammer of Obamacare comes down. So you find out the states that are trying the hardest to do the right things are the ones that are being hurt the worst by the early provisions of Obamacare.
Well, and let me ask you a question. What are the chances that my insurance company could pull out on me in any given time and leave me in the lurch between that time and when Obamacare actually kicks in so I could even sign up for the thing.
It's a possibility.
So I would actually have a period of time. I would have a period of time where I'd have to have some kind of temporary bridge coverage. If I said, okay, I give up. I'm gonna throw in with Obama with his health care plan. I would actually have a bridge period where I wouldn't be covered at all, except I'd have to go get something else.
Well, you might have to sign up for the Obama administration pre-existing condition pool. If you don't have health insurance for 6 months, then you can have government health insurance.
Because
so
his plan His plan doesn't even kick in for a while, does it? I mean, I can't even sign up for it right now, can I?
The pre-existing condition pool is already in place. Yes.
Yeah.
There are some of the early provisions. I mean, most of the provisions of this law don't go into effect until 2014, but we're already seeing the damage from the early provisions, and that's what my paper is about. It's called A Radical Restructuring of Health Insurance, and
what do you think the committee's going to do with your information?
Well, they are very like they're looking at legislation. You know, they can pass legislation in the House, but it's only one body of Congress. Never going to get through the Senate, and the president would never sign it. So nothing's going to change until 2013.
So all that's going to happen from your until there's another election and things change, all that's going to happen from your testimony is the facts will be on the record.
And that's important. People need to know. A lot of people don't even know this law is still in effect. A poll earlier this year showed that 22% of the American people think it's already been repealed and 26% not sure. Huh. So only half of the people know it's even effect.
Well, my audience knows better than that because we tell them about it enough. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Grace Marie Turner. Her organization is Galen.org, the Galen Institute, GALEN.ORG. The book is called Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.